This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
AEW have addressed rumors around Goldberg. Talk about that in a second. Plus, the WWE locker room reacts to the Thunderdome. And a new WWE championship has been pitched. For Wednesday, August the 19th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. The debut of Goldberg on WWE television, a monumental moment in professional wrestling. The first time that Goldberg had been seen on WWE programming since obviously WCW had shut down a couple of years before. Could we have potentially seen another huge shift for Goldberg to another huge wrestling promotion? Now, this has come to light over the last couple of days. So back when AEW was assembling its roster about a year ago, before it got properly well and truly into the weeds and underway, there was some speculation doing the rounds that one of those names that was going to be a part of AEW was the WWE Hall of Famer, Bill Goldberg. Tony Khan, according to several sources, was keen to bring in Goldberg as a star attraction for AEW. Jim Cornette brought this up recently on his podcast, saying that Tony Khan, he didn't just want to bring Goldberg in. But according to Jim Cornette, who was talking about this on his podcast, he wanted to bring Goldberg in and replicate the streak, the thing that got him the most notoriety in World Championship Wrestling, going 100-plus matches undefeated, doing that through the AEW roster to re-establish not just Goldberg, but also establish AEW as a thing. Now, when this started doing the rounds, people started tweeting about it, and there wasn't a lot of love for the idea of Goldberg coming in to AEW. Cody responded to one fan in particular who put a list online of all the wrestlers that Goldberg would be mowing down in this reported AEW streak. Cody responded simply with, "This isn't real. We have not had contact. Ha." So Goldberg, not a part of AEW's plans. I'm sure I do remember when AEW were starting to build. I'm sure Goldberg was part of the conversation. I'm sure I remember hearing Goldberg connected with AEW. But then, you know, March feels like several years ago, so I may very well be mistaken on what happened in late 2018, early 2019. Goldberg has very much been on the mind of wrestling fans over the last few hours, as an interview he did on the Pop Culture Show back at the end of last month has come to light. In this interview, he gives some details about his current contractual status with WWE. He says, "I'm contracted with the WWE through to 2023. I've got 2 matches per year, and I've exhausted my commitment quite early this year on April 5th with WrestleMania under these really weird circumstances. I've got some extremely interesting projects right on the cusp. But as you guys know, in the entertainment business right now, everything is on hold. We've got a lot of cool things that people are going to find out about soon. My WWE commitment is still going strong. I'm 53. I never would have imagined it, especially making fun of Flair for doing it in his early 40s. Goldberg, still part of plans for WWE going forward. Expect to see Goldberg wrestle at least twice in 2021. Wouldn't be the weirdest thing that's happened in the last couple of years, to be perfectly honest. The Thunderdome has been the talking point in wrestling over the last day or so. WWE introducing the Thunderdome on Friday Night SmackDown this week, and then for SummerSlam on Sunday. This massive setup at the Amway Center that is going to see lights, pyro, special effects, and cameras where wrestling fans can appear on the screen watching wrestling. That is prone to disaster. I'm just putting that out there. Fightful Select has offered a little bit of insight to us into how the WWE locker room have reacted to some of the changes for the tapings, in particular the Thunderdome and the Amway Center move. And overall, the WWE locker room is in a really positive place right now, possibly because the shows are going to be live out of Amway, that it means there won't be long taping days anymore. Some of these taping days that they were doing for episodes of Raw and SmackDown were going on till about 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. And now the shows are going to be live. They're simply just going to be live broadcast. They turn up to sort of afternoon-ish and stay till until the end, and then they're away. Seems like a bit more normality within the WWE locker room. Vince McMahon is also in a really good mood as well. You'll be excited to hear. Sources close to wrestlingnews.co say that Vince McMahon feels like the worst is currently over, and he feels that the company can get back to where things were before the virus came along. He's been in a great mood ever since they locked in the contract with Amway. Another source has said Vince thinks it might take a few weeks to get the fans that we lost back, but when they realise that we are out of the performance centre and they see how cool the show looks, they will be back. He thinks the numbers can get back to where they were in February and early March. Vince McMahon is adamant that the big reason behind the drop-off for the audience has been the performance center. And I think there's some truth to that. And I've talked about this on Raw Graded. And it's the fact that whilst they want to keep putting on shows to remind us, you know, to take our minds off of some of the bad things happening in the world, I think seeing the performance center every week and seeing just a cluster of recruits wearing face masks, it doesn't take my mind off things. It firmly reminds me that things aren't normal right now. So I kind of get that. And this is a fresh coat of paint that could easily bring some casual fans along to the show. I think if you're channel hopping and you see this big entrance for Drew McIntyre where the roof is lit up and there's lighting effects all around the place, it could be really, really impressive. One of the questions that has come out since the announcement of Thunderdome is regarding NXT and what's going to happen with NXT tapings going forward. Is NXT moving to Amway? The simple answer from Fightful Select is no. NXT will remain at Full Sail University, where it has been throughout the pandemic, and it won't be a part of the Thunderdome experience. It will be doing what it's been doing for the longest of times, to be perfectly honest. The August event schedule for NXT shows TakeOver on the 22nd, which is this Saturday. And then Wednesday, August 26th, there is an NXT taping held at Full Sail Live. So Full Sail is where they're staying for the time being. I guess they want to get back to presenting NXT. They chop and change a bit on how they feel about it. NXT being represented again as sort of a developmental brand compared to the glitz and the glamour of Raw and SmackDown. Also, WWE have recently opened a temporary training facility that can be used by the NXT talent. I imagine the Performance Center is going to be very busy over the next few weeks with everybody getting back to normal there. So an additional training facility has been opened up for the guys from NXT. So that's how we stand right now as we head into Friday. Start of a new era for WWE, it feels like. Amway Center, Thunderdome, everybody's happy. NXT sticking around in full sail. Vince McMahon in a good mood. That can only be good things for everybody else, right?
Mickey James and now takes down Natalya with a loose fence press.
Think about how huge it is for our women's division, our entire women's division, to have Mickey James back in action.
Well, it's great because Mickey James, is back here and wants to provide leadership for the Raw locker room.
Seth? I am not shook. I'm trying to verify some information because to me this seems like fake news. This seems like a lot of rumors.
Really? Okay.
This seems like a lot of chitter chatter. I want
to know. Hey, his jaw's awfully tight for this to be chitter chatter. Let me say that.
Have a conversation with me. There's nothing to worry about. Just tell me how you know. Just tell me how you know what you know. That's all. That's all I'm asking. You don't gotta play games with me. You and me, we go back a long way. Just tell me how you know.
We go back an absolutely long way. And I can tell you this, in all the times we've known each other,
my count out.
You will never know who my source is.
So that is the return of Mickey James, believe it or not. Somewhere amongst all that noise from Seth Rollins and Samoa Joe, we had the in-ring return of Mickey James. And I graded this quite low on Raw Graded on the Cultaholic YouTube channel because this was a real disappointing return for Mickey James, who hasn't been on Monday Night Raw in action for a good long while. And her return was overshadowed by something, by an angle that could have been done at any other point in the show. Mickey James was quite vocal about her disappointment for this, retweeting quite a few of the fans who were complaining about how her return was overshadowed. She later tweeted, "Thank you, WWE Universe, for always being so loud and proud. I am grateful always. Only up from here." She also had an interview with Denise Salcedo and talked about the return, said, "It feels good to be back. I feel better than ever. From a personal standpoint, I feel great. I'm excited to be back. I'm excited about new opportunities and new matches. As far as my return, I'm a little bit disappointed. But you can't win them all, I guess. You can't knock it out of the park every time." That's sad. I wanted Mickey to feel like elated by her return. Consequently, feels a little bit like it was overshadowed with an angle, as I said a second ago, that could have gone anywhere else in the show. The official viewership for Monday Night Raw, this bit isn't on Mickey James, by the way, it's just whilst we're talking about Raw. The final episode before SummerSlam, the go-home for SummerSlam, drew 1.64 million viewers, the second lowest number in Raw history. It's also down from last week's average of 1.7. It's all right, though, because Thunderdome at the Amway on Friday.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?"
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
We've teamed up with Audible to give you a free wrestling audiobook on us. Head over to cultaholic.com/audible and take a look at some of the selection that we've got for you right there, including JR's book, From Under the Black Hat. If you want a wrestling autobiography that is going to pull at your heartstrings. JR's Under the Black Hat is going to do that right now. It's an incredible read, and if you're a fan of Grilling JR the podcast, it's a great addition to that. Dylan Postel, aka Hornswoggle, has released his autobiography, Life is Short and So Am I. This guy had a very colourful time in WWE, and he is very open about some of the stuff that went down while he was there, and you can hear all about it by getting the audiobook. If you are a fan of New Japan Pro Wrestling, if you don't own Chris Charlton's book, Eggshells, Pro Wrestling in the Tokyo Dome, you're doing it wrong. You can get it for free on us right now as an audiobook when you sign up to Audible for 30 days. You get it free for 30 days. If you don't want Audible after the 30 days, you can cancel anytime you like, and you get to keep the audiobook. So whatever happens, you get a free book on us. Cultaholic.com/audible. Choose a book on us. Impact Wrestling presented Resurgence Night 1 last night. A few notes from that one. Rohit Raju wins his first singles championship in Impact Wrestling. He became the X Division title after defeating Chris Bay and TJP in a triple threat match. Also, EC3, who has been doing some great work controlling the narrative in Impact, stolen the TNA World Heavyweight Championship from Moose following a title defense successfully so from Moose. Heath continues his campaign to get a job at Impact using a commercial spot. He's getting hashtag Heath for Impact trending online. Also, we saw the Good Brothers beating Ace Austin and Madman Fulton, and we saw the Motor City Machine Guns defend the Impact Tag Team titles against the North. Next week, Jordynne Grace and Deonna Purrazzo are making history. They are facing off in the first 30-minute Iron Man match for the Impact Knockouts Championship. Obviously, Bayley and Sasha Banks have really set the pace when it comes to the women's title defended in Iron Man matches. Should they be called Iron Woman matches? I don't know. But either way, Jordynne Grace and Deonna Purrazzo making history on Impact's Resurgence Night 2, which is next week. English commentary is returning to New Japan Pro Wrestling. August 29th show at Jingu Stadium. We'll see some English commentary. Here is the statement from New Japan. August 29th, we'll see New Japan Pro Wrestling return to Jingu Stadium for the first time in 21 years, with hot action in the open-air setting of Jingu, amped up for 5 title matches on the card. It seems only right to keep our great fans around the world up to date with what's happening as it's happening. We are excited to have live English commentary for Summer Struggle on New Japan Pro Wrestling World, August the 29th. Kevin Kelly and Chris Charlton will be on the call for this huge event. Wherever you are August 29th, be there with New Japan Pro Wrestling World. Chris Charlton sent out a tweet simply saying, "We have the technology." According to a new report, a former WWE star who was released back earlier on this year has been arrested. This happened on Monday, August the 17th. Former NXT star Dan Mather, according to Wrestling Inc., was arrested in Orlando for failing to appear in court following a traffic violation earlier this year. HealedByNature.com obtained the arrest report, which confirmed that this was as a result of failing to appear to a hearing regarding a traffic violation. When we have more on the arrest of Dan Mather, we will let you know more too. Dominic Mysterio is facing Seth Rollins at SummerSlam this weekend. We don't quite know how that match is going to go, but we're getting an idea of the ring attire Dominic's going to be wearing as Hayashi Masahiro, who is the genius behind Rey Mysterio's masks, is working on Dominic's mask as we speak. He showed on Instagram a little image of the design is being used for the mask. It features some classic Rey Mysterio signage and then a scratched DM with a prince's crown on the top. It's very nice. Also, Dominic on Instagram shared a video of the mask itself being sewn together. Dominic Mysterio is going to have quite the look for SummerSlam, I do believe. This is going to be the dawning of Prince Mysterio. According to Pro Wrestling Insider, Talking Smack may be coming back. There's talk that WWE wants to bring back talking smack after the success of Raw Talk on the WWE app, and they don't want to hang around. Chances are they will bring back Talking Smack by the end of this month. Raw Talk's been doing great stuff. Talking Smack was always the more intriguing one. That was where we had that amazing blow-up between Daniel Bryan and The Miz. Look it up online. It is something special. Vince binned it off back in July of 2017, saying it didn't serve the company's best interests. But the times have changed in just 3 years, and I feel like it would be great to see Talking Smack back on. And a new WWE Championship has been pitched. Belt Fan Dan is the man in the know on Twitter. He is the guy that broke news about other championship title belts, rebrandings, renamings and such, including the news about the new US Championship was brought by Belt Fan Dan. So he's a good authority on this. And he tweeted out, supposedly, the idea of a Raw Underground Championship was pitched. Suggestions included it looking beat up, like the hardcore belt, with spray paint and simulated brick texturing. Sounds intriguing. I like the idea of maybe giving that type of achievement to Raw Underground. I feel like it needs something. It needs a purpose. The moment it's just a thing that doesn't have a purpose, maybe a championship could be that purpose. On the podcast feed today, a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps featuring New Zealand's first transgender wrestler, Candy Lee. Her story is incredibly inspiring, and she's going to share it. Plus, she'll pick three wrestling matches that she'd watch while stranded on a desert island. The most unusual wrestling match picks that we've ever had on Desert Island Graps, and I'm here for all three of them. It's wonderful. Cultaholic.com, check out the first photos of WWE's Thunderdome. Looking good. On the Twitch channel tonight, Jack King and Owen are back saving Sunderland on Football Manager. It's been a rocky road for the Black Cats under the Cultaholic management campaign. We'll see how they do tonight at twitch.tv/cultaholic. And on the YouTube channel, if you haven't seen it yet, we have ranked every Vince McMahon match from worst to best. He's had some rough affairs, but he's also had some belters. YouTube.com/cultaholic. You can check it out there. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.